opinion the centurion originally had of Jesus. Praise God, it was not the same when they saw Jesus on that cross. And from what we know, praise God, from him being a military officer, praise God, it must have taken a change for him to say, truly, this must be the Son of God. Somebody say, how in the world you can stand up there and say that?
Yeah.
I could say it boldly, flat-footed as I can be. You know, him for him being a Roman commander in charge of 100 folk, praise God, you know who his God was?
Yeah.
Who was his God? His God was Caesar. And if anybody was going to be the Son of God, it would have been Caesar if Caesar had a son. And but for him to stand and boldly proclaim that this truly is the Son of God, praise God, he had to have a change of his opinion.
Yes,
amen. You see, there's so many people that think about Jesus in many, many ways, but you got to have a change of opinion.
Yeah.
There are some who look at Jesus only as a great teacher.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, he was a great teacher.
Yeah.
He was the greatest of teachers.
Yeah.
But he was more than that.
Yeah.
There are some who have looked at him, praise God, as though he was an inspired and inspiring individual.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was an inspiring individual. He inspires each and every last one of us.
Yeah.
Praise God, who accepts him. Praise God, to go to higher heights and to deeper depths.
Yeah.
But he was more than just an inspirer.
Yeah.
Still, there are those, praise God, who look at Jesus from an historical perspective as an historical figure. And let me tell you something. When you look at him from a historical perspective, he stands out.
Yeah.
Praise God. And how do I can say he stands out? Because he fed over 5,000, praise God, with two fish and five loaves of bread.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He opened the eyes of the blind.
Yeah.
Praise God. He raised some from the dead.
Yeah.
So he stands out.
Yes.
Praise God, as a historical figure.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. He's more than that. Amen. If you just look at him from a historical point, praise God, and don't accept him as your savior, praise God, you are doomed. You are going to a place, praise God, that's made for the devil and his angels. Praise God, you see, you have to come to the realization that Jesus is the Son of God.
Yeah.
And that is what this centurion confessed that day, along with those soldiers that were along with him.
Yeah.
They said, truly, this is the Son of God.
Yeah.
And it's not until a person, praise God, makes that reversal of opinion that he is the Son of God, praise God, that their lives are going to start changing.
Yeah.
Amen. We learned this morning in Sunday school that Simon, praise God, he went around and he confessed. He followed Philip, but praise God, but his heart still wasn't right. But you see, a person who confesses that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, praise God, they are going to walk according to his word. They're going to try to emulate Jesus as much as they could. Praise God, they're going to decrease, praise God. In other words, pride is not going to hold them up any longer, because they are going to humble themselves before the very God that they serve. And by humbling themselves before God, that means that they will humble themselves before their other believers, amen, in Christ Jesus. So that must be a change of opinion in our mind. But finally, and I get ready to close here this morning, the confession of Jesus, praise God, not only is there an observation of events, not only is there, praise God, a reversal of opinion.
Yes,
praise God, there is a reality of redemption.
Yeah.
Amen. You see, when a man disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, man was separated from God. I know every last one of y'all know the story, but God had a plan in place, and that plan was to reconcile man back to himself. And praise God, and when he did that, praise God, he wrapped himself up in a body and came to this earth.
Yeah.
Praise God, just like a man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he atoned for the sin of man.
Yeah.
And by his atoning for the sin of man, We all been redeemed. Hallelujah. There's something about this atonement that took place. Praise God. I've done a lot of research in this. There is that atonement. There are two elements to atonement. Praise God. There's an objective element to atonement. Somebody say, what you mean by an objective element? And so something objective means that is factual. Praise God. That means that it's real. That means that it's absolute. Praise God. You see, the objective element in this atonement is the fact that Jesus died, praise God, for mankind's sin. You see, the atonement was real. Praise God. It wasn't something that was imaginary. Praise God. The crucifixion was real. Praise God. When we look at all of the events that surround the cross, praise God, those things actually happen. Yeah. I'm talking about, praise God, the crown of thorns that were placed on his head. Yeah. I'm talking about the 39 lashes that were beat across his back. Yeah. I'm talking about the nails that were driven in his hand, praise God. I'm talking about the nail spike that was driven from his through his feet. Yeah. I'm talking about the earth, praise God, beginning the darkness from the sixth to the ninth hour. Yeah. All of those things actually happened. Yeah. Praise God. Those things were not some figment of somebody's imagination who just think that those things happen. Yeah. Praise God. Those things happen. Praise God. It is not until we come to the realization that Jesus died for our sin. Praise God, that this atonement and this redemption that we all seek, praise God, will be manifested in our lives. Now, I said that there was an objective element to this redemption and this atonement, but there was also a subjective element to it. What is the subjective element? Praise God. The subjective element is our response to what we have heard. Praise God. And as I look out there today, I see a lot of people sitting out there today. So that means that we have given our life to Jesus Christ. Praise God. And we have accepted what he had done for us on Calvary. Praise God. So when we look at the fact, praise God, of somebody confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Praise God, we all had to go through that. We all had to confess him as Savior and as Lord. Can I see the hands of those who have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And if you have not confessed that he is Lord and Savior, I ask the question, will you do it today? Hallelujah. You see, he suffered for us. Praise God. It was because of his suffering for us. Praise God. He showed how much he loved us. Praise God. He loved us so much.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, will play its full time. I was involved in another project. I'm sorry about that. John Montgomery will be coming on a little late, okay?
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
Will you bow with me as we breathe a prayer to the Lord together? Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you for last night's resting. and for today's rising. Thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Thank you for giving us wisdom to see the need to turn aside and come to your house tonight. Now that we are here, it's our prayer that you will open up our hearts and our minds. Let us be both responsive and receptive to what you'll have to say tonight. And Lord, if there's anything either in us or among us that would be distracting, disrupting, or perhaps disturbing to the movement of your spirit, we pray that you move it right now. Lord, ultimately our prayer is that you will have thine own way. And it's our prayer, God, that we will grow higher in our worship as we go deeper in your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise together. To the honored and esteemed pastor of this church, our good friend and brother beloved, the Reverend Dr. Carl Armstead, would you give the Lord a hand praise for your pastor? Amen. To this plethora of preachers and pastors who share with us tonight both the burden and the blessing of preaching, it's always good to have good preachers around when you're preaching. Amen. And I know all of these preachers are good preachers. Amen. You do know how to tell a good preacher, don't you? Let me tell you how you tell a good preacher. You'll be able to look up here and see who's a good preacher. A good preacher is a preacher that says amen when another preacher's preaching. Amen. So I just believe and trust, amen, that all these preachers tonight are good preachers. Amen. And we know the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Amen. So we thank God for these good preachers here on tonight. And then for all of you, our brothers and sisters who are here to hear the word of the Lord tonight, I hope you've had a good day today. I hope you've had a blessed day today. Won't you just lean over and ask your neighbor, how was your day today? Wait for an answer. Wait for an answer. Wait for an answer. I don't care how tough the day may have been, the day's not over yet. Amen. Amen. I want to rush and get into this word on tonight. If you will, follow me to the book of Luke. The book of Luke is where we're going on tonight. The book of Luke. The gospel as recorded by Luke. I want to look at chapter number 16. I want to read into your hearing verses 22 through 31. A very familiar passage of scripture. If you've been in church any amount of time, you've run across this story. Luke chapter 16. I want to look at verses 22 through 31. If you have it, say, I'm there. If you're standing by a neighbor and your neighbor does not have a Bible, would you please just scoot over a little closer to him, share your word with him, and don't bust him out, don't call him out, just whisper to him, you bring your Bible to church next time. Amen. Amen. Luke 16, verses 22 through 31, reading from the King James rendering. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Verse 23 says, and in hell. Is that in your Bible? In hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger.